The images keep coming, even if I don't want them to. Sometimes I think I'm mad. I want to at last forget, but it's not possible. Even in sleep, I can't relax. I can't be a good mother. I shout at my children, don't manage to cook for them, and I'm nervous and frightened. I shudder even if my husband is beside me. I lie mostly with headache in bed, don't want to speak to anyone. I'm no longer myself. I don't really live. I live in a dream, and I have the feeling that nobody can help me.
I have heard my wife's screams. Sometimes I am sorry for her. Sometimes I hate her. Sometimes I feel guilty. But I cannot speak to her about my feelings. I don't want to hurt her, and I am also afraid. My children no longer have respect for me. How can they? I cannot offer them anything. What I experienced keeps coming to my head, including worries. My head threatens to burst. Then I shout at my children, or at times I even beat them. Then I feel sorry afterwards. In order to forget everything, I get drunk in the evenings in front of the television.
Rosie and John describe different symptoms like headache, listlessness and sadness, altered self-assurance, distrust, the feeling of being dirty or guilty, hopelessness, nervousness, difficulty in orientation. Rosie narrates that even if she tries to prevent or push aside, unwanted noises, images and other emotions and thoughts about the trauma often come to her head. Perhaps you know that. That can be confusing and shocking, and you ask yourself if you can ever be in control and in charge of your thoughts and emotions. Perhaps you're afraid of going mad. However, these reactions are completely normal. To a frightening occurrence, a trauma, an abnormal situation. What happens when we expect a life-threatening situation? Imagine you're taking a walk in the forest and suddenly see a snake creeping in your direction. You become alert. Your body reacts instinctively. You tense your muscles, you're attentive and wide awake. You think of running away or picking up a stick to fight or to stand still without moving until it creeps away from you. That means you're tuned to flight, fight and stand still in order not to be recognized. You feel how your body becomes warm. Your heart beats faster because a pore in your body automatically secretes the hormone adrenaline, which makes you and your body ready to fight. This body mechanism is a protective system which exists in human beings and animals in order to protect our lives. When a person becomes, for example, a victim of violence, then this protective system is activated. The body is mobilized for a fight or flight. But due to the violent situation, it's not in a possibility to fight or defend itself. The bodily excitement is present. The threat to life is present without the possibility of acting. It's like an interrupted action, like a fight or attempt to flee without success in a life-threatening situation. We human beings have the tendency to revive and complete things which we didn't finish. As long as we haven't completed an activity, it will keep bothering us. Imagine you are watching a TV series and while waiting for the next episode, cleaning the table, and the telephone rings. Even while talking, you would have an unaccomplished feeling until you have completed the activity and the table is clean. Those are trivial daily things and our memory and body reacts to them. In life-threatening situations, these reactions are stronger, though. We again and again remember the occurrences, the images and emotions which were associated to them. People can only have symptoms when they defended themselves or tried to flee in the life-threatening situations. That means trauma symptoms emerge because they are a natural part of the human system, which tries to adjust and therefore contain sudden, unexpected life experiences. What are the typical trauma symptoms, the usual reactions? there are three typical trauma symptoms. First, repeated and tortuous memories of the trauma. Second, numbness and avoidance reactions. And third, reactions of overexcitement. In the following text, I will explain these three symptoms in detail.